7:49. Let's keep you up to date on your ride into work. We've got triple team traffic starting with Heather.
Hey, and it's looking really good for the most part all across the Salt Lake Valley. I-15 especially has the driest road conditions from the point of the mountain up to about 2100 south. And after that, some of the roadways, the lanes and the ramps are still a little bit wet and icy. So you'll definitely want to slow down your speeds. The 201 freeway has been salted, but it didn't help earlier this morning when we already had a crash near 56th West. That one has been cleaned up. But most of the city streets are much quieter than normal today. Eric?
Looks like we do have a crash, though, on I-80. Looks to be westbound between 700 East and State Street over on the right-hand shoulder. It looks like the flow is getting by just fine, though. And you do have signal problems over on Foothill Drive right where it ends at University of Utah. That street that is a four-way. Fortunately, school is not in session right now, so that'll help matters at that intersection. Down in Utah County, no problems on I-15. Len?
Coming down from Idaho on I-84, looking a lot better now as the sun comes up. Some of that snow is evacuating the roadway, and then you're in pretty good shape through Weber County on down through Ogden, and then Kaysville and Farmington, Davis County. A pretty nice drive. Legacy Parkway is smooth as well. Take you about a half an hour to get from Ogden to downtown Salt Lake City. The Salt Lake Home Show, January 6th through the 8th at the Southtown Expo Center. For more information and discount tickets, go to saltlakehomeshow.com. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.